close at night, and I like it.
Yeah.
And tea does affect me that way.
Coffee does me too if I drink. If I mix coffee and tea, that's funny. Or Coke and tea, or Coke and coffee. Now, if I just drink one of them in the afternoon, I'm fine. But if I drink two, say if I drink tea and coffee, or Coke and coffee, or coffee, Coke and tea, it disturbs my sleep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but mine doesn't have it for dinner. And if I have iced tea for dinner, we eat about 6 or 7 at night, and then I'm
going
good for the night.
Yeah, I don't care. Now, tea doesn't bother me. If, you know what I found, and you would, it's should be with you. After you drink it for a long time, just if you know all the time, you get immune to it. Doesn't bother.
Yeah, I do think that does.
It does. And I know coffee does. Now in the winter time, just about every afternoon around 2 o'clock, I'll perk me or drip me a cup of coffee, and I get after maybe a night or two. Well, I get back to where it won't keep me awake.
Is that right? Uh-huh. What's the winter like down here? Do you ever have any snow in this area?
Very seldom. We haven't had, but we did have one, I guess about 7 years ago. Oh, it was banked up like this. You couldn't even get out. You couldn't get out in it with your vehicle because our car was completely snowed under. Early, we were leaving before my husband died, and Jack had his log truck, and he came and got us in the log truck because it's afraid, you know.
Oh, sure.
My husband wasn't well, and it's afraid, you know, got sick or something. Well, there's no way for us to get the car out.
Sheila would
so we
take
stayed
me
with
out
them.
And we would stay out. She would go out there and play with my
we completely buried a Volkswagen. My sister and her husband came up from town, and we went out and just completely buried it. So when they started to leave, we had to pull it all off so they couldn't go back home. Oh, it was beautiful.
They would have snow.
Oh, well, we just every once in a while. And then a year or two after that, we had another big one, not like one that big. We've had several real big snows. And people just go, wow. We have some beautiful pictures of the children, you know, in the snow.
We used to have one a year in Atlanta.
Yes.
Past winter was warm.
We didn't have we didn't have a snowflake last winter. I don't believe we didn't either. It was the mildest winter.
It's a silly, silly.
It was 2 miles.
And then we had a cold spring.
Yeah, we had a real cold spring.
Was it here too?
When I went to Los Angeles, it was 90 degrees here some days while I was over there, and there was a big frost and snow and everything else over there. That
was.
Christmas. I went Monday after Christmas and came home on the Monday after New Year's, and it was hot here.
I'll admit,
hot.
I was in Meridian, which isn't that far south, February, and it was 90 degrees.
Mm-hmm. It was here.
This is ridiculous.
It was here.
Well, it wasn't that cold in Atlanta, or that hot weather in Atlanta. It wasn't cold either.
There wasn't a day that we didn't have to either wear an all-weather coat or have a heavy coat. We had to take sweaters and all-weather coats. It rained. One day we was over there all day long. Quite unusual weather, but I was going, well, my cousin told me what to bring because she said it's very unpredictable. So you might get up one morning and it might be 90 degrees that day, and then it might not be. And we went out and watched the Rose Bowl Parade, but we had to stay all night, you know.
Okay.
All night long. And when we got out there, in the morning we got out there about 2 o'clock that morning, you know, to find us a place, pick us out a place to stay, see it. And it was 30 degrees. And when we left there the next morning, it was 72 degrees at 11 o'clock when we left. Now that was the change from 2 o'clock to 11.